Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be completing Sefer Hosheh. This is the 14th and last perek, perek Yud Dalet of Sefer Hosheh. This is a big accomplishment. It is not an easy Sefer, it is a short Sefer, but the concepts and the words are not so easy. And we've been moving through a consecutive description that Hosheh has been giving to punishment, to decrees that are coming upon Israel, and he ends on a high note. This perek Yud Dalet, in fact, is the basis for a very famous Haftarah that we have during the year, and that Haftarah is called the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuvah, and that is obviously read between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, and it is named based on the starting pasuk of it, which is the second pasuk in our perek, which is Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. So the focus is clearly like the name of it, which is Teshuvah, which is return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is to note that actually Shabbos Shuvah of the Haftarah actually includes the words also uniquely of another two Svarim, and that is from Yoel and Micha, but we'll get to that, God willing, in due course. So let's start at the very beginning. This is a very short perek. It only has 10 psukim. The first pasuk seems to be a continuation of everything set up till now, which is Te'esham Shomron ki marso beilokeha, that Shomron is going to be found guilty because it rebelled against Hashem. V'cherev yipolu olalehem yurtoshu v'har yoisov yuvka'u chas shalom, that the sword will come and will split open children and pregnant mothers. Rachmanos on a terrible, terrible description which is being described over here. Then we move into, from Pasuk Beis onwards, is a call to Teshuvah, which many of the Mefarshim link as a therefore. Because of this terrible thing which is coming to you, therefore, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, return, O Israel, to Hashem your God, ki koshalta b'avonecha, because you have tripped up in your sins. Kachu imachem devarim, a famous pasuk which has been turned into a song. Take with you some words, uvashuvu el Hashem, and return to Hashem. Imru elov kol tisavon v'kachtov, neshamu parim savasenu, and let our lips be like the bulls, let them be like the korbanos in front of you. And he goes on to describe how we shouldn't trust in the cavalry, we shouldn't trust in Assyria. Don't call your actions or the things you make godly. Rather, see it as Hashem who gives you strength. That's really ultimately the way you are going to get out. Hashem, when you return, Hashem will graciously love you and allow you to return. He will ignore his past anger to bring you back. And there's beautiful, beautiful poetic descriptions of how Kosh Baruch is going to be like this dew, this consistent support and life-giving force for all of Israel. And they will grow like this tree in Lebanon and spread out with their far-reaching boughs and beautiful scents. And those who sit under it, the people who sit under it will gain in their shade, will be reconstituted. Yashuvu yoshvei b'tzilo yechayu dagon v'yivruchu kagefen, a beautiful description of those who will be satiated under the boughs and the branches of this tree that you will be grown into when you return to Hashem. And finally, in the very last two psukim, he says, Ephraim, why all these idols? I'm here to take care of you. And famously, the last pasuk, Mi chacham v'yovein eile, who is the wise one who understand all of what I've just said? Novon v'yedoeim, who has penetrating understanding, will know it. Ki yesharim darchei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchubam u'poishim yikoshlubam. That the ways of Hashem are yeshayashar, they're straight, they're honest, and tzadikim will walk in them, and those who sin will trip up in them. So a lot of things to think about in this parak. The first one is the curious description of Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean, Ad, until Hashem? What exactly does that mean? So the Malbim suggests that the audience over here is those who are outside of Shomron, first of all, meaning to say the people in Shomron have just been slated for destruction. So what he is essentially saying is to those who are witnesses to this, please take note. And leave this area. Leave where you are. That's what it means, Shuvah Ad Hashem Elokecha. Leave the environment of sin that you are in. You are not a victim of environment. You can leave your environment. Shuvah Ad Hashem Elokecha. Leave that place. And then the next step of Shuvah is the next pasuk, which is Kuchim Achem Dvarim V'Shuvu El Hashem. Then take your words and return to Hashem. What does that mean, actually? So what does it mean, taking these words with you? Radak says very simply, it means vidui. You're going to use your words to admit your guilt in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very simple. The Mitzvot points out that we need to read it in the context of the rest of the pasuk, which is that Unashalmo forim sefosenu, let our lips pay as sacrifices. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, like you said elsewhere in Tanakh, I don't need your sacrifices. I don't need you to go out and spend a lot of money and do a fancy sacrifice when there's no heart, when there's no contrition, when there's no thought process, when you don't really care, you're just doing this as a perfunctory service. Hashem says, I want your real words. I want your care. That's what I want, which is being described over here. The Malbim says beautifully in this section that this first stage was leaving the environment of sin. And now the reason that was done is perhaps out of fear. You're scared, meaning to say you don't want to be caught up with that bad crowd. But the reason why you did it wasn't necessarily because you really believed in the ideal. You just kind of went, you kind of just try to escape the bad environment. The second step, which is this next pasuk over here, is that it's tshuva mi'ava. No, kechui mochem dvarim. You're talking the talk, you're walking the walk. Now it really matters to you. You've changed your style of life. That's what happens over here. If we move a little further on, there's this beautiful description of how when Bnei Israel will return to Hashem, they'll grow like this beautiful tree and people will sit under its shade. Who are sitting under the shade of the tree? If we are Israel, who's sitting under our shade? So on a most basic level, the Malbim says it refers to Bnei Israel who are in Galus. Meaning, when the first round of people will start returning to the land of Israel, and Israel start regenerating as we are literally witnessing right now, it'll become a tree of shade for those in need. And if you think about around the world today, we witness Jews are persecuted around the world, and unfortunately anti-Semitism is rising, and certainly on the European scene. And the percentages of Jews who want to and are leaving Europe at this point in time is astronomical. Where do they go? Yashu Yeshu B'tziloi. They're going to go to the shade of Israel as it's being reconstituted. There is a place, there is a safe haven, because the Jews have been kicked out of almost every country. And yet, they had nowhere to go. At this point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's allowed us to see the Ikvas of the Meshicha, the beginning stages where there is a tree to crouch under. There is shade to protect us from the terrible burning sun. The Chidah has a different approach, and he says the most beautiful, beautiful idea. And he says, well, who are these people who are crouching in the shade, who are enjoying the shade of Klal Yisrael as they are reconstituted in the land of Israel? That's referring to the Gerim, to those converts. What he says most beautifully, he points out that the Gerim, people who convert to Judaism, ultimately were originally souls who stood at Har Sinai and were interdispersed among the nations until their point in time that soul should return to its creator, to its place. Which is why, if you look at the description of this pasuk over here, it's Yashvu Yeshvu B'tziloi, Yashuvu Yoshvei B'tziloi. They will return to the shade. Meaning to say, the converts may have been these souls that have been waiting for generations, maybe even millennia, to find their route, to find where they really do belong, which is among Klal Yisrael, and being able to return to that point. It's the most beautiful idea of the unifying of all the people of Israel, wherever they may be found in this ultimate stage of Geula. And finally, just the very last pasuk, which is a very famous pasuk, Ki Yosharim Darchei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchu Bom, Poshim Yekoshel Bom. The Gemara in Baba Basra actually has a discussion about this, is how is it that this, it sounds like the pasuk is saying that the same road that a person walks on, one person uses and one person misuses, one person utilizes, one person abuses. Well, what does it mean it's the same road? Meaning, how can it be the same thing as what allows a person up and allows another person down? The Gemara in Baba Basra, Pei Tesla Mabez, gives an example, a very interesting example, in that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to explain some of the specific ideas relating to Rama'us, to trickery, and how people would use their sticks in the marketplace to store extra gold, and you know, and certain ways that people would you know, skim off the top and not do things correctly in business. And so he says, I'm scared to teach them, because if I teach them, the Ramayim, all the thieves will learn from me because I'm teaching about this. On the other hand, you know, the tzaddikim need to know this because they need to know how to respond to it, and they need to also know the halachas that surround measures and dinei machosh mishpat. So he says, you know what, I have to teach it, even though it could be misdirected. And he quotes this pasuk, Yisharim Darech Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchu Bom, Mepoishim Yekoshel Bom, is that sometimes you have to teach something and it has collateral damage, but the collateral damage will be through the same idea itself, but nonetheless, it still warrants being taught. And the Malbim says that that's exactly what's going on over here. Is what's going on over here is what is this one way? What is this one thing which to some people will be an elevating concept and to other people will be something which will devastate them? Is the notion of Hashkacha. Is Hashem's involvement and His presence and His interaction with this world. You see, what happens is, and we've seen this from many prokim now, is that he keeps on talking about how imminent He is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He is with the world. He cares about the world. He cares about Klal Yisrael. And to those who are tzaddikim, they will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every action. They'll see Him in the buses which arrive just on time. They'll see Him in the difficult things. They'll see Him in the happy things. When it comes to the Rishayim or the Poishim, those who sin, what will they do? They will see the negative things in the world and they'll start crying out, theodicy, how does it work? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where were you? How could you do that? How could you arrange it? They'll look at half the picture. They'll only consider things in short spans of times. And they'll look at things perhaps and arguably very painful, but nonetheless, they'll look at it only in a vacuum. And that vacuum is where they're looking at the same Hashkacha, but perhaps in the negative way, missing the general point. And this closes Sefer HaShe'ah. One last thought over here, and this is something which was asked to me, and is this one speech or not? Meaning, is HaShe'ah one long prophecy or not? It's not so simple. We don't have specific items or specific episodes that he's responding to in life. And so this is a matter of debate. It's a very fascinating debate. In the introduction that Rav Yehuda Kiel in the Da'at Mikra has, which is a pretty long introduction to the Sefer, he notes that the Abarbanel divides it into five separate sections, that Kasuto, Dr. Kasuto, would divide it into 14 separate sections, not actually the Prokem, and he himself, Rav Yehuda Kiel, has 9 sections based on the language usage, based on the themes, based on the imagery which is related to each. Obviously, the most basic division of the book is the first 3 prokem deal with a specific case of Hoshea marrying this other woman and the children from that marriage, and perhaps the second woman. The second one seems to be more esoteric and talking about tshuva and a process of tshuva to the or rebuke and warning. But nonetheless, it does seem to be that there are different themes and ideas which are being related at different stages in the Yehoshua's prophecy. So it wasn't necessarily one long speech, but it is a sequence of either 5, 9, or 14 different ideas which are put together into a sequential flow which constitutes Sefer HaShe'ah. Mazel tov on finishing, and Be'ezras Hashem, looking forward to starting Yoel right next. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.